This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is firing back at top House Democrats over the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
President Trump tweets that California Democrat Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement when describing the phone call Trump had with the Ukrainian president, ending the tweet with a question, arrest for treason? As chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff is front and center in the Trump impeachment inquiry, telling ABC's This Week.
I intend to hold the president accountable, and I intend to do a thorough investigation. And what we have seen already is damning.
Matt Small, Washington.
A political action committee that backs House Republican candidates released digital political ads targeting three House Democrats who backed the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that part of the story.
The ads from the Congressional Leadership Fund are nearly verbatim, with just the names and pronouns changed.
Instead of working across the aisle to fix Washington, Cartwright is now pushing a radical scheme to impeach President Trump.
That from a spot attacking Pennsylvania's Matt Cartwright, who's been in Congress since 2013, but now represents a new district. Two first-term Democrats also targeted, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin and Elaine Luria of Virginia.
Dividing the country, tearing us apart because she doesn't like the president.
The group plans to run the ads during Congress' current two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Trump administration imposing sanctions on several entities and people associated with the Internet Research Agency and its financier in connection with Russian interference in U.S. elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement that the U.S. will use its authorities against anyone seeking to undermine our electoral process. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Former U.S. National Advisor, Security Advisor that is, John Bolton, said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment to denuclearize and negotiate away its programs.
Well, I think the strategic decision that Kim Jong-un is operating through is that he will do whatever he can to keep a deliverable nuclear weapons capability and to develop and enhance it further.
In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton told an audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may offer to carry out partial denuclearization while he seeks for sanction relief. But under current circumstances, he would never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily. Here in the U.S., the U.S. Southern Baptists are ready to put the spotlight on their denomination's sex abuse crisis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The Southern Baptist Convention has been entangled in a sex abuse crisis for the past 2 years. Now it's preparing to host a high-profile conference on the topic that has kindled skepticism, even among some of the scheduled speakers. The three-day Caring Well conference will open near Dallas on Thursday, drawing hundreds from the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. The program features victims' advocates, attorneys, therapists, and at least 10 survivors of sexual abuse. Some survivors say they have mixed feelings about the conference, hoping it represents a genuine desire for change. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Britain's Prince Harry, while touring Malawi, warns that ecosystems across the world are under a massive threat.
It's a global issue now. It's no longer, confined to national parks or forest reserves or anything like that. This affects every single one of us.
Prince Harry also said humans need to learn to respect nature rather than destroy it. A team of international researchers are raising questions about the links between eating red meat and cancer and heart disease. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The journal Annals of Internal Medicine published a series of papers Monday challenging established advice linking red meat consumption to cancer and heart disease. An international panel of researchers wanted to gauge the potential impact of eating less meat based on the average of 2 to 4 servings a week eaten in North America and Western Europe. Their research found cutting 3 servings a week would result in 7 fewer cancer deaths per 1,000 people. A group of prominent U.S. scientists voiced concerns about the research and tried to stop publication.
That was Mike Gracia reporting from the AP. For details on more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.